Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Giddy on Straight Fire. Tuesday, January 11th. It's a good morning in the McIntyre household. Hope it is a good one in yours. We gave out Georgia, winning the Natty. Rob G and I went head-to-head. He liked Bama. I told you guys I liked Georgia on the money line. Georgia favored by 3. It went down to 2.5 at points. And the Georgia Bulldogs deliver. I got to give a shout-out to my guy Stetson Bennett. I kind of ragged on Stetson Bennett a little bit on the podcast, you know, after the SEC championship game, which, you know, I had Alabama winning. And Stetson Bennett delivered, Rob. I mean, this guy, you can make all the jokes about how he's going to be your accountant in 3 years. You know, he looks like a loan officer at the bank. This is a guy who is a great story. Like, he's one of these, you know, like, everybody doubts him. And Stetson Bennett overcomes everything. And Stetson Bennett delivers. And now he's a national champion. I mean, there's a whiff of Trent Dilfer to this. Like, everybody's going to remember the Baltimore Ravens defense, right? Lewis and company and the run game. Everybody's going to remember the two good running backs at Georgia, but mostly the defense. And then Stetson Bennett. Game managed his way. He did make two big-time throws. Georgia wins and covers the pick six, sealing it. We are going to do a little NFL, but I'm kind of into this game. And listen, it was a weird college football season. I did not have a good regular season gambling in college football. Not a good one at all. That being said, it turned around with the SEC title game. And after that, Alabama won that. It felt like everybody, oh, Alabama's got the title again. And I just had this sense, these rematches are weird. We did a gambling show for Fox on Monday, and I had started to, you know, root around in the history of rematches, and there had been two rematches from the regular season in the championship. And both times, the team that lost the regular season matchup came back and won. There was a Florida FSU game in the 90s, and then, of course, Alabama, LSU, the ugly 9-6 game that LSU won, and then Bama trounced them in the Natty. And here we go again. The rematch, you know. Alabama certainly wasn't great. Bryce Young had, I don't know. I mean, it's one of those games where, and Rob, I don't like this, but this is kind of reality. You know, Bryce Young, an island game, the largest college football audience of the year, I'm sure. And the guy throws two interceptions. And he missed a lot of passes. And everybody's just going to be like, Bryce Young's not that good. What are you talking about, number one pick in 2 years? Get out of here. I mean, Rob, do you think the general public is aware he went into this game without his leading receiver and then in the first quarter loses, or maybe it was the second quarter, loses his other great receiver, Jameson Williams, who is likely going to be a first-round pick unless it's an ACL. We haven't got word. Probably will trickle out later today. Rob, I didn't think Bryce Young was awful. Right? I mean, I didn't think he was terrible, did you?
No, I didn't think he was terrible, but I will say I didn't think he was what I was hoping to see from him. You know, when I see a Heisman Trophy quarterback, it shouldn't matter that you lost your top two receivers. You know what I mean? Like, his counting stats were fine. I think he completed like 60% of his passes, I think like 300 yards, over 300 yards, and he was fine. I'm not going to say he wasn't good. You know, that last interception, I'm not going to hold that against him because he was pressing. You know, he had to score quickly against a great defense. But I will say that he left a lot of throws out there. Like, he did not have, for whatever you want to say about Stetson Bennett, and, you know, he did game manage his way most of the season. After he had that fumble, this is a fun stat for you. Stetson Bennett, 4 for 4, 83 yards, 2 touchdowns. So he made the throws. Yeah. He wasn't
right. That's fair.
And Bryce Young, I don't think I saw one, you know, late starting in the second half on where I was like, okay, that's the Heisman Trophy quarterback. I never got that vibe from him at all. And his thing, I'm not trying to kill him. I think he had a great season. I think he's a great player, but he just did not have those Heisman moments that you'd hope for.
Yeah,
if you're Alabama,
it's a tough spot when you can't run. And college is dumb because they, like, if a quarterback gets sacked, it counts against your rushing yards. So because he got sacked 4 times and lost like 40 yards, they ran for 30 yards in the game. But their running back, Robinson, who killed Cincinnati, you knew he wasn't going to do that again against Georgia. And he ran 22 times for 68 yards. That's 3 yards a carry. Okay, that's not going to get it done. But that was expected against this Georgia defense. So now you've put it all on the shoulders of Bryce Young. But instead of having two great receivers, he's dealing with freshmen. And this kid Hall is fast, but he had a couple drops. Brooks is a gamer. He ended up with 47 yards. I bet his over yardage, Rob, because I'm a little degenerate. It was like 41.5, thanks to the final two garbage time drives. Well, I guess the last one was garbage time after the pick six. He got the 47. But it was one of those, like, who is this guy throwing to? And Georgia was, and this is what I've seen more, and I hope we see a lot this wild card weekend. The opponent shows blitz. You bring in, like, the safeties and linebackers up to the line. And the overhead camera shows this great. And then two of them will back up, but you don't know which two. And the quarterback has a split second to read, okay, the two guys in the middle dropped. What's the coverage like? And now, meanwhile, now the pressure's coming on because they're blitzing from the outside or whatever. And I just love that stuff. Now, it's easy for us, Rob, right, to watch and be like, oh, yeah, oh, that's the read. You got to do – I mean, with 300-pounders and 250-pound heat-seeking missiles bearing down on you, you've got to make the read. And there's really no room for error. You can't be like, oops, and throw a pick six. Now, Young's pick six was deep down the sideline. They were desperate. Not a huge fault, but – he wasn't making terrible mistakes. Obviously, the two interceptions, you guys will scoff at that and say, yes, he did. He was not great. It's a freshman minus his two best weapons. Bryce Young is still a stud. But when you're forcing a freshman to throw 57 times because you can't run the ball, it was one of those games where this was kind of a boring game. I think it was 9-6 in like deep into the third quarter. And then Georgia gets a touchdown. And again, it's just like a slow, boring game where nobody wanted to really make a mistake. And Georgia hit a couple home run plays and bing, bang, boom, that was it. It was classic SEC game. Now, Rob, I know this is not going to be of massive interest to a lot of folks, but a few hours before the Natty, you know, these goofball college football executives come out and are like, ah, you know, we're trying to hammer out this playoff extension, but we can't figure it out. And there's just too much disagreement, so we're going to shelve it for now. On the day of the national championship, you're supposed to celebrate the season. They basically announce, yeah, we don't have a college football playoff expansion plan yet. We're going to just stick with four for now. And it just, like, that's just so deflating, you know? And then you look up and it's two teams from the Deep South, which has been the case, what, every single friggin' year? It's like Clemson, LSU, Alabama, Georgia. It's basically three states deeply care about college football. And I'll never forget this, but I moved out to LA, you know, like 5 years ago, and I was in a Monday afternoon pickup basketball game. And I told the guys I had to bail early to go watch the national championship. And these are like all guys who are big time sports fans. And they play sports and they're active and they, you know, fantasy football, gambling, all that. And they're like, why are you leaving to watch a game? We just watch the second half. And I was I'm like, well, I do have to kind of talk about this stuff all the time. You're like, yeah, but nothing's, what's going to happen in the first half? Like, you just got to watch the second half. I mean, and that's the, now if USC were playing, I guarantee you all the guys would have bailed, or UCLA. But it was one of those, like, you know, it's Clemson, Georgia. What connection is there? Or whatever the matchup was, Clemson, Alabama. And it's weird because there was like no juice for this game. I mean, it helped that week 18 in the NFL was off the charts with the Chargers game, which, you know, even 24 hours later, I was still very sad about down in the dumps while Rob was, you know, doing cartwheels. But there's so much, like, Rob, I didn't realize this. We didn't even get to Klay Thompson's return. That's how crazy Sunday night was in the NFL. And now the playoff games are out, and I've been, you know, digging into the games, and I got a couple bets in there. Only one non-rematch wild card weekend. And most of the first round matchups, meaning the first meeting between the teams, were garbage. Wild card weekend may not be awesome. I don't know. I mean, I'm obviously stoked for it, but the matchups just are not ideal. But anyways, to put a bow on college football, I don't know, Rob. You know, like, are you getting spent on college football with, like, when only teams from four states pretty much are making the championship? Like, is it getting a little tiresome? I feel like it's losing impact. And I don't even get, like, a ton of friends who are sports fans, like, stoked for these games.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair to say. You know, I think up until this season, I think it was something like only seven teams had made the playoffs total or something like that. I have to look it up. I think that's accurate. But I want to go back to something you said about, you know, Bryce Young in Alabama. You're saying, you know, it's hard for him to compete against a team like Georgia, you know, without his two wide receivers and yada, yada, yada. Did you know that entering last night's game, Alabama, I want to make sure I get this right. You know how many 4- and 5-star recruits they had on their roster?
Yeah, a lot.
74. So I don't care that you lost your top two. I mean, it sucks. You know, you'd like to see the best guys out there, of course. But to say that he went to he had a knife to a gunfight is just not accurate. All right?
All right. Okay.
Bryce Young is the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. By definition, he is supposed to be more special than anybody else he's going against. And if I take away your top two receivers, yeah, it's going to hurt you. But that shouldn't mean that you can't put up more than 9 points through three quarters. I don't care who you're going against.
That's fair. Let me counter, Rob.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
When your top two guns are down, you're now sending out freshmen who haven't run routes in big games or many games at all. This guy, A-G-I-Y-E, how do you even say his name?
I'm not even going to try.
Something Hall. He's number 84. He looks like a major. I'm sure if you Google him, IGE Hall was a 4 or 5 star kid. He's out of Florida. He's 6'3 and he's a receiver. Coming into the Natty, he had 2 catches this year. 2 catches for 20 yards. Okay? He probably didn't even run many routes in games. His last reception was against New Mexico State in November. Before that, 1 catch against Miami in September. That's it. And now he doubled his reception total in the national championship going against the best defense in the country. That's only Hall. The other kid, the kid that I bet on, was Brooks. Now he filled in for Mechie against Cincinnati and was decent. He caught a 44-yard touchdown. Coming into the game, the national championship, Ja'Cory Brooks, another 6'2 freshman out of Miami, had 9 catches on the season. 9. He had 6 against Georgia. So I know, 4 and 5 star, yes. Are they going to be good long term? Yes. But they don't have like an in practice for the last 5 months.
Well, whose fault is that?
How are those guys going to crack through the rotation?
It's not like Alabama's running this old school 1985 offense where there's only 2 wide receivers on the field at any one time. They trot out 3 and 4 wide receivers minimum every single play.
The white dude, Slade.
And for some reason, and this is another fun fact, up until there were, let me see here, 1 minute and 20 seconds left in the third quarter, almost half of Georgia's yards offensively came on 2 plays. And you mean to tell me that the Heisman Trophy quarterback with the greatest coach of all time, Nick Saban, behind him, doesn't matter who he has out there as receivers, how much experience they have. Yeah. You couldn't score more than 9 points. You couldn't put any separation between yourself and the other team when that other offense you're going against is struggling like that. There's a reason why there was a viral video early in the first quarter of Bill O'Brien losing his mind up in the press box or in the coach's box.
That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I know the receiver slipped, but it's like you're supposed to be able to convert those kind of plays. It doesn't matter who you're going against.
I love it, right? So I end up defending Alabama and looking like an ass clown. But I will point this out, Rob. Go look at the Arizona Cardinals, right? Nuke Hopkins, one of the best receivers in the league. With him, their numbers are basically top five, top four offense in the league in terms of efficiency, yards per play, blah, blah, blah. So Nuke Hopkins goes out. And you're like, well, they're paying other guys, you know, $500,000, million, whatever. The offense screeches to a grinding halt. And I know people are going to say, well, hey, Jay, they scored 30 against Seattle. Don't look at they scored 30 because they didn't score 30. The defense scored an opening touchdown. Then Russell Wilson was intercepted, and Arizona runs it back to the one-yard line, and they run in a one-yard touchdown run. So that's 14 of the 30 came on essentially two defensive plays. That offense stinks since they lost DeAndre Hopkins. Christian Kirk, I think he was a second-round pick, can't do jack squat. A.J. Green, who, hell, he might sniff the Hall of Fame. That guy was awesome in his prime. Awesome. I don't know. Hall of Fame might be much. But what can he do? They're throwing to Antoine Wesley, who was great against Dallas and then returned to earth against Seattle with a couple drops. So, yeah, these guys can make a massive difference. And I know it shouldn't come down to the receiver. But go look at Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is a bad example. Without Michael Pittman, he's not looking good. And then actually he had Michael Pittman and everybody, and he was dog shit because that's what Carson Wentz is. There's just so much happening in sports. I do want to quickly pivot from Alabama. I mean, are we good? Are you good on Alabama?
No, I'm
you
good. I feel I didn't, like I said, I don't mean to come down on Bryce Young because he is a kid and he is fantastic. I want to make that clear. I'm not trying to rip a college student. That's not what I'm trying to do at all. I just don't think he played up to his potential in the championship.
I will add this. I hope this doesn't come out wrong. So he's not a huge quarterback, right? I don't even think he's 6'2". I don't think he's 6'1".
He's small. Okay. Relatively small, yeah.
All right. Is it odd to you that he does not look fleet at all? And I'm not saying he has to be fast because he's on the small side, but he doesn't even look that quick. Now, the Georgia linebackers are fast as shit, but in the red zone, they score a touchdown, they're going for two, and Bryce Young tucks it to the right, and he starts running, and you're like, oh, he's got acres of space, he could probably run that in. And then you have to be like, oh, no. He may look Kyler Murray's size, but he has no chance. And he got like 1 yard, maybe two, and then he was drilled by linebackers. Is it weird that he's not faster?
I guess you would think that because of his size that he would be faster than what he is. But the thing is, with that offense, and we saw that with Mac Jones, we saw that with Tua, neither one of those guys is great athletes. But what Mac they Jones, can do is Doby. They can get the ball to the skill position guys, which they have bounties of. They have 47 five-star wide receivers and, 22 five-star running backs. Yeah. So as long as you get them the ball in the correct place in space, they're going to do all the work. So that's really all he has to worry about. And I think that he probably has more natural talent than either of those two guys, even if he's not that fleet of foot, as you say.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Black Monday, as they call it, when everybody gets fired. I mean, it's a little late to have January 10th. This is usually like late December, early January. January 10th is like middle of January. No surprise that Nagy from Chicago gets dusted. Mike Zimmer, not a big surprise. There's one that a lot of people were surprised by, and I was caught off guard as well. Brian Flores in Miami, after two seasons, all of a sudden fired. And it's like, whoa. He just won 8 or 9 games down the stretch. He got fired? Two seasons? Huh. And instantly, you get the leaks from internal Miami. Well, Brian Flores did not have a good relationship with his offensive coordinators. He did not have a good relationship with his quarterback. He rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. They had to get rid of him. The organization was not collaborative. Now, Rob, I just want everybody to know this is how your sausage gets made. Rob, we went an entire season where not once did anyone in the national media report one damn thing about Brian Flores feuding with his offensive coordinator, with his quarterback? Nothing, right? That's accurate, right?
Nothing.
There was nothing, not an ounce. And now all these reporters are like, well, Brian Flores didn't get along with anyone. What the hell are you talking about? Where are you? How are you coming up with this? That makes no sense. You can't say, oh yeah, I knew this all along. I just didn't report it. Because you didn't know. If you did know, you were reporting it. You didn't know. You're basically getting handed the negative side of the story from the owner. So why is this happening now? Why did this happen to Brian Flores? Well, the obvious one is Stephen Ross, the Michigan guy, the big billionaire Michigan guy, has somebody in mind. He has to have somebody in mind. You don't fire a coach after 2 years. A coach, I know he missed the playoffs twice, but I don't know if you really should. Flores was surprising. That has to surprise some people. Rob, you were surprised, right?
A little bit.
Yeah, it's surprising.
Yeah, I probably was not as surprised as you were, but a little bit.
I mean, again, I don't think Flores did anything great, and we could get to that in a sec. Like, let's stop treating Brian Flores like he's amazing, because, you know, he started 1-3 and then he started 1-7. So how good are we talking here? Like, yeah, anybody, when you're down and you've got nothing, nowhere to go but up, you're going to win a bunch of games. But twice he's had a chance to get to the playoffs, and twice they've gotten their doors kicked in. 2 years ago by Buffalo, facing largely backups, and Miami fans want to fight me on this and be like, no, Miami, Buffalo played their starters. Doesn't matter. It was like 50-25, okay? You got their ass kicked. And then this year, in Tennessee, huge game. They come out lethargic and get stomped, choked out 34-3. So not only does Flores start slow, but he can't win the big game when it matters at the end of the season. So let's, I know people are outraged, another black coach fired. I get it. Yeah, that, is that wrong? Sure. In a league that's largely African-American players, should there be more black coaches? You're damn right there should be. That being said, I think Ross has to have somebody in mind. And I put out there that, listen, Harbaugh makes sense. They have a relationship. And quickly, you know how bad of a look that is. If it's like Jim Harbaugh last week is chirping, hey, I would like to go back to the NFL. You guys know what this is about. Of course, he took a massive pay cut to stay at Michigan. Meanwhile, the Michigan State coach, Mel Tucker, is it, Rob? I think it's Tucker. The Michigan State coach, whoever he is,
yes,
gets a massive raise. Okay? James Franklin gets a massive raise. Neither of them have made the playoff. Jim Harbaugh made the playoff. So he's out here being like, yo, I need some cheddar. And y'all better pony up or I'm going to go to the NFL. And what happens? Well, it works well for Harbaugh, who, by the way, was calling media members to talk to them. You know, do with that what you will. Chicago opens up. Jim Harbaugh was, I believe, drafted by Indy or Chicago, one of those two. But he definitely was played in Chicago. Fits his blue-collar ethos. It's a perfect fit. Well, you're going to give Jim Harbaugh a raise? You're going to say, yeah, we double-dog dare you to go to Chicago, which is kind of a rebuilding project, right? I don't think Chicago is a great job right now. And the other one is, would he go to Miami? Miami has a lot of talent, guys. A lot of talent on the outside. The offensive line has a lot of players. I don't know about talent. The defense has talent. The cornerback, Howard. Who is the guy that Ross has? Is it Harbaugh? Is it, I mean, could he go out and get the coach from Stanford?
David Shaw?
Yeah, David Shaw. Could he get David Shaw? What big name is he going to get? Because you don't fire your coach after 2 years unless you really think you can land somebody. Any theories, Rob?
You know what? I know that it wasn't heavily reported that Brian Flores was having issues within that locker room and that front office. But if you read the tea leaves, there's a reason why he had three different offensive coordinators in 3 years. There's a reason why they started out as poorly as they did. And you can't just blame it all on Tua, the quarterbacks, you know, because the way he mismanaged Tua's rookie season, yanking him back and forth with Ryan Fitzpatrick, it seemed to me like Brian Flores was operating almost independently of the rest of his staff and the rest of the front office. Like he had a way he wanted things done. Anybody who didn't agree with it, offensive coordinator, got to go each time. And Jay Glazer said on Sunday during his NFL on Fox, he's talking about the coaches that may or may not get fired on Black Monday. And he throws in this innocuous comment at the time, and it's not until afterwards that it makes sense. He says, you know, quote, keep your eye out on Brian Flores in Miami. And he adds, if they get rid of Flores with the Dolphins, there is a lot more problems in that organization than just that. So it leads me to believe that there was something going on with Brian Flores. I don't know exactly what it was. We can only speculate. But it leads me to believe that there was something else going on. And because, like you said, the way the sausage gets made, most of these NFL reporters, some of them we get on this podcast, they only say what they're allowed to say. It's not like the NBA where you get guys like Jake Fisher who aren't really tied to anybody who can just put things out that he's hearing because he doesn't have to worry about the repercussions from anybody else. He doesn't have these relationships like a Shams or a Woj or who pick your favorite person where they're tied to a certain agency, a certain front office, a certain general manager where they know that they can't say too much because they don't want to burn that relationship.
Yeah. Huh. It just smells, something smells fishy. I mean, listen, on the pod, I had bagged on Flores about the offensive coordinator. You guys know I've been ripping Tua. And that situation was real. But Something just feels weird here. I think they have a big name. I don't know who it is. I don't know who they have cooked up. I don't think Bill O'Brien. I don't think Bill O'Brien makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Oh, especially not after last night.
Yeah.
Especially, you can't watch that national championship game and say, Bill O'Brien's the guy. He's definitely the guy.
Well, I'm sure you guys will listen to this and then hit me on the DMs or on Twitter and give me your theories on who the big name is. Because they got to have somebody. I don't think there's a lot of great options out there right now. Do you? I mean, some of these names that are interviewing for like in Chicago and like even in Denver where Vic Fangio got toasted. It's kind of an uninspiring lot. That being said, Nick Sirianni is in the playoffs. In Philadelphia.
Zach Taylor's in the playoffs.
Taylor's in the friggin' playoffs. Whoever the Raiders, I should stop trying to say
Rich
his name.
Bisaccia. And I do think that Harbaugh is the big fish in this coaching circle.
That's really the only huge name out there, unless somebody, I mean, nobody thinks Urban Meyer's getting another look.
No.
Is there another big name you could lure from college? I mean, maybe that's why Matt Rhule hasn't been fired yet. Yeah. Carolina.
Well, I will say, I heard that Miami was interviewing Brian Daboll for the head coaching job.
I don't know
if Brian Daboll's that. I think this season may have hurt his case a little bit, but I like the idea of pairing Tua with somebody who knows him and knows his strengths. Because once you tie yourself to a quarterback, you have to do everything you can to make sure he's comfortable and successful. And that's one thing that Brian Flores absolutely did not do with Tua.
The only outside the box name that I had heard from an agent was Lane Kiffin, which, I mean, I just can't imagine Miami going to Lane Kiffin, but he does know offense. We know everywhere he goes, his offense is good. I just don't know if he's ready to get back in the NFL. I guess, you know, Daboll make the, that comment you made about Daboll is interesting. So they want to interview him, or he's interviewing this week?
I believe he's interviewing this week.
Okay. So the Buffalo Bills have a playoff game coming up against the Patriots. And Brian Daboll is interviewing with the Miami Dolphins. I know. It's one day. It's a couple hours. Where's your focus? I think it's a legitimate question. For a guy in Brian Daboll who was incredible last year, and this year, much less so. Was it because he was somehow irked? He did not get any head coaching offers? I mean, the Chargers were supposed to get him to pair with Herbert. And it would have been like, oh my gosh, this is gold. And instead they get Staley to fix their defense, and their defense ends up a tire fire. And I'm still angry at Brandon Staley. That being said, we should probably wrap up there. All right, guys. Everybody have a great Tuesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.